Do letter number 3388 in volume 11. This is dated Baruch Hashem, the 5th of Nissan, Tovshin Tezva, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Agoin. We had many letters to him, to Mareinu Yosef Baruch Sheyichya Blumenfeld. The Rebbe, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says it's been a while since I've received actually your letter. For a while I've received your letter, and from the time till now, I guess in that letter he wrote to the Rebbe about where he moved, where he is locating. The Rebbe says, I didn't hear anything from you, how you settled in, you know, you're good, how you settled. Which means good, both physically and spiritually. So the Rebbe says, we are now, this is on the 5th of Nisan, so we are in the days in which we make one redemption close to the other redemption. One of the reasons why we make Purim on the 2nd Adar, the Gemara says, because we want to make one redemption next to the other, so Nisan is the redemption, and Adar was the redemption from Haman, from the Jewish people at that time. So we want to make him next to each other. So, and he says there is a very wondrous Rashi commentary on the Gemara, and apparently this Rabbi Yosef Baruch Blumenfeld, he was very excited, and he put a lot of energy into Rashi. He loved Rashi. So the Rebbe says there is a Rashi that says, Mishenichnas Ador, when Ador comes in, we have joy. And Rashi says, Yimei Nisim Hoyu Li Yisrael, there were days of miracles. But Rashi says, Purim and Pesach. What were the days of miracle? Purim and Pesach. People don't understand the Rashi. It's very difficult to understand. We're talking about Adar. We're not talking about Pesach now. But Rashi, when he says, why are they days of miracles, Rashi throws in Pesach together with Purim. So that we see that this is all together. The miracles, we are doing it all with one brush. Purim, Pesach, and not only that, that everything is called, even Pesach is called Mishenichnas Adar. So there's an Adar we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the first Redeemer. On that day, an Adar, he was born. And the horn of the first and last Redeemer, which was born there, and then he redeemed the Jewish people on Nisan. That's when the Jewish people will come out also from they came out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar, but then when did he start to shine? His rays of the first and last Redeemers was in Nisan. Because we say, B'nisan nigalu, B'nisan asitin ligal, which means in the month of Nisan we were redeemed, we're also going to be redeemed in the future. So these two, the redemption of Mitzrayim, and then we say, just like you left Mitzrayim, I will also show you miracles in the future redemption. So it's all connected to the month of Nisan. So the Rebbe says that how did it take place? It says that the miracle of Purim took place through the fact that the Jewish people completed what they've already accepted upon themselves. They sustained what they accepted themselves. This was during Purim when the Jewish people were threatened and their lives, and they stood with self-sacrifice for the entire year. They stayed and clung to Hashem and the Torah. And the Gemara says that there was a disclaimer about the Torah, because when Hashem gave the Torah, He says that He took a mountain and put it over their head. He said, if you're going to accept the Torah, good. Otherwise, I'm dropping the mountain over your heads. So they basically didn't have a choice. They had to accept the Torah. So that's almost a disclaimer. If Hashem will ever say, oh, how come you're not fulfilling the Torah? You'll say, well, we didn't really accept the Torah. I mean, we had no choice. It was forced upon us. We were threatened if we didn't accept it. But later on, by Purim, nobody threatened them over there. On their own, they stood strong for an entire year with self-sacrifice to stay connected to Hashem. So that sort of sustained that which they've already accepted, because before it was questionable, some people can argue, but now they accepted. That brought about that brought about the miracle of Purim. So this sort of points out that the inner part of a Jew, which is always with Hashem. You know, sometimes outwardly, maybe we don't always do what we want to do, what we need to do. In other words, on the surface, the way we look around, maybe it's not always do we do, but that's only on the surface. But the inside, every Jewish soul is always connected with Hashem, is always in trusted in belief to Hashem, is always together. So that the as known as the Maharal brings down, based upon the writings of the Abba, the Rambam writes, see, there's a law in the Rambam that if a person is forced to give a get to his wife, he has to give a get if he's forced. But he says, okay, you know, don't beat me, I'm ready to give the get. That's okay, you can't force a get. How come it's okay? The Rambam explains, because really, you want to do what's right. If you're saying no, that's actually on the surface. When you say I want, it's really what you want, even though you're saying, oh, if you don't beat me, I don't want it. But you really want that, and that's why it helps. So that means that the inner of a yid is always connected. So the on Purim, what happened was that it brought to that connection from the inner of the and the outer of the soul, because on the external level, people would say, you know, when the Torah was given, maybe we didn't really want it, but came Purim, we showed our inner connection, that we are connected to Hashem. So when we connect on Purim, our inner and our outer, in other words, what's really inside our soul, that we are connected to Hashem, and we match it with our outside, that we externally also connect to Hashem, so that is the vessel to reveal to the hidden and the esoteric, the revealed and esoteric part of Torah and the hidden esoteric part of Hashem, which means to bring into the time of the true redemption when everybody will know Hashem. Why? Because it won't be hidden anymore. It will be open. Whether bringing down from the Rambam, kulam yeda oisim limigdanav gedolim, Everybody will know where the small and the large, and Brodam Sharemuna in Perik Tezayin and on. So basically, the Rebbe says these are special days. The Rebbe is talking a little on a scholarly level to this Rabbi Yosef Baruch Blumenfeld, and the Rebbe is telling him that we're finding ourselves in Pesach and Purim together, and the Rebbe says that that this is actually on Purim. It's also associated with the redemption. And what does redemption mean? Redemption means to reveal the esoteric to the open. What's not open, that means redemption. Redemption means we can see things clearly, not obscure. And that's going to come, and that's associated with the fact that on Purim, and that leads to the eventual redemption, which is Pesach, Purim and Pesach. Purim leads to Pesach, basically, because Purim is the time when it was revealed, the inside, and the inside of it that reveals together with the external brings to the redemption. Redemption is when everything is included, is together, as Rebbe brings to the Maral from the Rambam. But this needs to be looked at a little bit further more. The Rebbe blesses him for a festival of Pesach, Kosher v'Sameach. Okay, we're here.